right, Watchmen Radio, we are live tonight, okay? And it's September 10th, 2016. And we're out in New York a day before they're going to celebrate the Twin Towers falling down. Stand by. Yeah, I run a radio network here, okay? So I got a lot of buttons and things here. You know, we're old-fashioned here. We got mixing consoles, hybrids. People don't even know what that is. Phone hybrid, okay? That's how long I've been around in radio. So, you know, everybody's, you know, streaming and this and that. And not that we haven't been streaming. We were streaming before anybody was streaming. Jeez. But as far as, you know, using a board and everything, we still do that. Because the sound of a true mixer and going through an amp just sounds better. So why would I ever get rid of it? I mean, it's like, it's just like the music industry. Everybody rushed over to digital, and then they're like, oh my God. And then they realize it doesn't sound that good. Now I went to Barnes & Noble the other day. Everybody's there buying records. I was like, what the heck is that? Am I in the Twilight Zone? I was waiting for like Rod Serling to pop up. But there is stacks of records over there. And then I asked the manager, you know, Andy over there. I know him for years because I do the fire alarm and stuff over there. He's like, no, it's selling like hotcakes. So they replaced the entire area. Used to be CDs. But guess what? Analog is back. So sometimes you're better off just waiting it out. Redbeard, you're on the line?
I'm here.
All right, so we got Redbeard and Zoe. I'm not even going to play your intro because you're like low energy, Zoe. Right, Jimmy?
They should have shot the singer that recorded my intro. Who is that singer?
You're like low. We got to get you some type of boost. What's that drink? Boost?
Yeah. Get him some Red Bull. It gives you wings.
You know, no, I'm a Monster fan.
All right, so listen, I got to get serious because I got a serious broadcast here. We got Anthony Patch joining us at the bottom of the hour, so we got him on. And it was just sheer, you know, the Lord that it was just so happens that he had an opening and whatnot because he does a lot of radio interview, right? So, and incidentally, he's going to be gathering with the Hagmans and Russ Dizdar, I believe, down in Tennessee next month for some form of a conference. So that should be pretty interesting. So, you know, this is what's so important to gather around folks in this hour that know what's going on, okay? Because there's, listen, Anthony Patch is master of quantum physics. Okay, so he knows what's going on. So that's why we need him, okay? Like Zoe thinks he's a scientist all these years and he's not, you know, and he's failed us. So now we got a real scientist coming on, right, Zoe?
That's right.
Yeah.
Thank God for Anthony Patch.
Redbeard should have been laughing at that one, but I don't know.
I was laughing.
He's got some type of contempt there in the background. But listen, you guys got to hook up, by the way. And he's like 20 miles from you, Zoe.
Yeah, I was thinking of getting the Hebrews together over here at the center.
Yeah, he's got a center now. Why don't you go preach over there, Jimmy?
Yeah.
Where are you at?
I'm in Gentry. I passed Stillwell. I was doing some work in Tin Killer Lake up there.
Yeah.
And I've been passing by your favorite restaurant every day over there.
What's that?
Tex-Mex.
I know that little...
Jimmy, you sound low. I don't know why. And he's loud. Are you like, can you amp yourself or something?
Let me see if I can hit my volume. How's that?
Yeah, a little better.
Cool.
I think. All right, so you guys got to hook up, but, you know, let me get going here. I got things to talk about. You know, incidentally, last week we did a broadcast on this deception, and some people had messaged me about the Pope, that the Pope had made some statement about aliens were created by God or something. I didn't know about that. Okay, did you? Anybody? Did you know?
I did not know, and I watched the Pope preach.
Yeah, yeah.
pretty regularly.
Did you know that, Zoe?
What, about the poop? No, I didn't know about it either.
I can't believe this. All right, so anyway, maybe it's not real. Maybe it's not real. Okay, so we got to fact check it. But anyway, getting back to the escalation of UFO sightings, just in this week of law alone, there's been like a massive amount. Okay, so this is what I believe. I'm going to give you my rundown of what I believe is going on. Okay? Now, some people messaged me about the Last Supper saying that there was no plastic cups in the Last Supper picture. Go look at the cups. They're clear cups. They never used to be clear with liquids in them. Okay? There were everybody that remembers the painting from my world, okay, remembers regular cups, not clear glass cups. Okay? They were never like that in that painting. Go take a closer look at it. A-team van, I had that van when I was a kid. Okay, it was all black with a red stripe in it. Now it looks weird. It's like gray and black. Remember the A-team? So we went over that last week. Now, I Love Lucy is the new one this week. You know, all these strange things happening. And I'm going to give you my opinion on what's happening, because I think I got this figured out. Okay? So, I Love Lucy. Always was the line that Lucy got some splaining to do. Remember? You remember that?
I remember.
You remember. You're very low. But Zoe, I don't even know how to ask you, but there's a lot of people that remember that show, okay? Do you, Zoe? I'm scared to ask.
Yeah, Ricardo and them, I watched it all the time, but I remember.
Okay, so he used to always say that. Okay, now, guess what? Just like in the honeymoons, like, to the moon, Alice! That's gone. Now, this famous iconic line, which Lucy got some splaining to do, that never existed. Okay? So, we just all don't know what we were talking about. This is all Chinese whisper here. That's what we're supposed to believe, right? Now, this is all set up in a lead-up, I believe, for this great deception. Now, this is the way I see it. Scott Hessler touched on last week about certain antenna systems used with some type of wave system. I believe there's massive mind control going on. I believe there's been people that are actually been embedded with false memories. Can you believe that?
On a global scale,
or more specifically here in this country. Now, if that's the case, and the reason why I believe that the people that have been mind controlled with false memories are those that don't remember anything, is because what they remember is so stupid. Like, you know what I mean? I mean, the verses they remember are dumb. Like, they'll say, well, it always was bottles. You know, it was always a unicorn in the Book of Numbers. It wasn't wild ox. You know, stuff like that. And you're like, well, wait a minute. Okay, so we're supposed to believe that what you're saying is the reality, but it's dumb. So why should we? You see the problem? It's just like the see-through cups in the Last Supper. Looks weird. It's dumb, right? There's a lot of dumb things.
Yeah.
They're just dumb.
And I'll huff, and I'll puff, and I'll blow your house in.
Yeah, blow your house in. Okay, it doesn't even make... here's a weird thing. My mother went to go see a tribute band, you know, on Long Island here, Billy Joel, so she calls me. I say, listen to the song Piano Man and call me back when he sings Piano Man. Does he say, son, can you play me a melody? Or does he say, son, can you play me a memory? So, you know, and son, can you play me a memory? I'm not quite sure how it goes. Now the song's about some guy with dementia that had a short memory and he just doesn't remember it. And somehow some music is going to spike the memory. You know, it never said memory. So she calls me back, and the Billy Joel tribute band, guess what? They say melody. She goes, you're not going to believe it. They say melody. I said, well, you should have went and asked them why they're singing it wrong, because it never existed. You see the problem? Now, these false memories that are being embedded in many, okay, are false memories. You're literally looking at somebody that's been mind controlled. That's what's going on. This is all a false narrative, and I'm going to show you why I believe this. Now, they have been embedded with false memory, And those that can see are really seeing it to some extent, because there's those that have gone completely out of control with it and pushed it to the far end. And now they're in a delusion. So this is all just chaotic confusion. And some people are saying, oh, it's the Lord doing it. The Lord is not the author of confusion. This is sheer confusion. This is confusion. It doesn't even get more confusing than this. I mean, this is the epitome of confusion. To say the Lord would be contrary to the Word.
They've been doing this for many years, though, as far as the mind control thing. If you go back and read the articles on Bluebird and different mind control programs that our government was using back in the 40s and 50s, really came along in the 60s. That's how we came up with acid, purple microdot, and LSD.
Are you talking about MK program? Listen, this is deeper than that. We're dealing with embedded false memories. And the reason why I know it's not me is because what they remember is so dumb. I don't want to remember what they remember. Okay? Because it's dumb. How are you going to do it? Do you want to do it? I don't want to do it.
Nope.
It's like, oh, okay, we'll just be dumb. We'll remember dumb stuff with you. No, I'm not going to remember dumb stuff with you. Okay? I remember what I remember. Now, this is all confusion. Now, let me get to this. Because this is why I believe this is happening. This is all a setup for a great deception. That's all it is. That's all we're seeing. We're watching some idiots that have figured out a way with quantum physics to screw with molecular structure of reality. And that's it. And then you have, on the other source, the false memories embedded. And it's all a setup for this parallel universe narrative. And now, this whole Mandela effect is all, like, mainstream. Everybody's talking about it in New York. I mean, my aunt knew about it. And then I was at the store the other day, someone's talking about it. So now they have a convention in New York City talking about it. Everybody's meeting. And guess what? This parallel universe narrative is the forefront. See what I'm saying? This whole false narrative of this parallel universe, okay, is going to be the great deception. This is how they're going to play this great deception. You can see how extraterrestrial beings are going to fit into all this. I could be wrong.
And so where are they transmitting from? ELF towers up on cell towers?
That's what Scott said.
That's what I believe, because, yeah, okay. I mean, these towers they're talking about, it got to be transmitting.
They're everywhere. Somewhere. They're everywhere, by the way.
Now, absolutely. There's one right here in this town.
Well, that's why you have to wear aluminum foil in your head.
We have two cell phones. We have AT&T and Verizon, and 4 years ago, they come and put up what they call a microwave tower.
Well,
yeah.
This is what I think's going on, guys.
Well, we got to get the tinfoil hats out.
There is no aliens, okay? Let me tell you right now. They are demons, okay? They're fallen angels. What CERN is doing by unleashing other realms into this reality, into this heavenly realm, okay, is bringing the doomsday prophetic to the forefront. We are literally seeing an escalation, okay, of the end times manifest right before you. And it's going to get worse. It's going to get worse. Now, I just explained it to you, how this great deception, and the reason why I came up with this, I'm going to explain it to you in a minute. I'm going to show you. Okay, the reason I came up with this theory of the mind control end, and those that can see the subtlety, and those that went over the deep den into mass hysteria. You got all these different groups. Now, the balance in this is to be able to discern both sides. Okay? Now, I just explained to you that the people that don't see anything appear kind of dumb in many ways, right? I mean, the stuff they remember. It's just weird. I mean, how could you remember all these dumb verses? A lot of them don't look good. Unicorns popped up everywhere, corns everywhere. Corn never was in the book of Genesis like it is now. Okay, that always was grain.
It's always grain.
So, again, it just... We're not going to... You see what I'm saying? So, the reason I came up with this is in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 8 through 9, where I started from. And the reason why is It says, "And then that wicked shall be revealed, the lawless one, really, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth." This is talking about the Antichrist. "And shall destroy with the brightness of his coming, even him whose coming is after the working of Satan with all power." Now, we touched on that all power before. It's in the Greek manuscript. "But, and all signs and lying wonders." You see, all lying signs and all lying wonders. You get it? So, power, yes, but power to do what? To generate lying signs and lying wonders.
Well, it's a great spirit of deception. I mean, he said, "For this cause, I will send them strong delusion that they would believe a lie and be damned." I mean, and we look at that in several different ways. When we look at that,
well, that's those who delighted in wickedness.
Absolutely. Yeah. The Father himself is allowing those who delight in wickedness for this deception to come upon them. So I've been looking at people ever since I first pointed this out, well, probably 4 months before I pointed it out to you. You know, when I've been looking at people in a whole different way, because if they don't see this, my radar goes up.
Well, here's the problem. There could be mind control. Now, that's the issue. This is a great deception. Now, lying signs and lying wonders, meaning that this is this parallel universe narrative that's being rolled out, is going to be part of the great deception, isn't it?
Absolutely.
That's listen, Pokemon Go is part of the great deception. All right, there's a
Pokemon. You mentioned that. Let's talk about that. That literally means pocket monster.
Yeah, we've been talking about pocket monsters for years here, though. It's always been that.
I know. Yeah. It means pocket monster. So why would you allow your kids to play with monsters? Well, a monster is just...
I don't think the pocket monsters have anything to do with this. I'm sorry.
No, it's demonic is what I'm saying.
It's part of a beta test along with this whole CERN thing.
Yeah, okay. It is demonic. Everything's demonic. What I'm trying to say is this great deception that's coming, okay, is embedded with this narrative of this parallel universe. Okay? This is going mainstream. This is where it's heading. I mean, my own aunt knew about it. I'm in the store the other day and someone's talking about Berenstain. Listen, this is all... People are being baited along with this. It is a psyop. Okay? It is. From both sides, this is going to be the great deception. There's going to be, okay, a false narrative being played out, and I wouldn't doubt it if aliens are going to be mainstream soon. There'll be some type of contact. You see what I'm saying? I could be wrong. But I can see how this is going along. And now I've been analyzing, and I'm like, lying, these are lying. There's lying involved. They are not real. You get it? This is all a play. So that's my opinion of it. I could be wrong, and there could be these parallel universes, but I don't think so. I think this... Yeah.
If you remember back to our first DC2 days, I was talking way back then about how I believed that they were going to somehow, whether it was holographic or whatever ever other way they could do it, somehow they were going to perpetrate this great alien deception on the whole world. And these aliens are going to pop up and say, "God, what God? We're the ones that created you. We seeded this planet, you know," and claim that they are actually our creators, to make those who are not rooted and grounded in their faith come into a deception.
That's what I'm trying to say here. Isn't it?
It is. And, yeah. I 100% agree that whether it's an alien deception or some other kind of deception, what we're seeing right now with this whole Mandela effect, the CERN, quantum computer, whatever is going on in that arena, this is just part of what the plan is, to bring the world to deny God.
Right. I mean, listen, our entire lives, we've been programmed about these, you know, constantly told about these UFOs, right? It's kind of been a narrative through our entire life.
Sure.
Right? Hasn't it? So, I mean, this is the end game. This is going to be play out into some form. You can see how it's going to manifest. You can see how they're going to try to usurp. This is going to be a great falling away. I mean, a real great falling away, not just like we touched on. You know, the prosperity message and thing. We thought that was a great falling away. This is a much greater falling away.
Absolutely.
I mean, this is the big, big one. So I believe a lot of people are going to see some lying signs and lying wonders accompanying with this. Because, like Anthony Patch said, they're tapping into, like, the bottomless pit. There are angels, demonic falling angels, that are being loosed into this realm that never were before.
Sure.
Because of CERN. Because of what they're doing. Okay? This is all the end game. Okay? And like when I came up years ago with the Ministers of Wrath. Right, Zoe?
Yeah, right. Well, hey, praise God. At least, you know,
well, they are. I mean, they're working together with demons, just like in ancient Egypt, to bring about these things, to manifest them. Now, I don't know about you guys, but I just see this playing out now. I'm not impressed with these demonic changes, because now that I look at the way things have been changing and altering, like Canon growing a fang, 666 popping up in movies, it's pretty obvious that they're just screwing with everybody, okay? There's screwing with people's minds, and then there's the mind control. Now, you might say, how do those people get mind controlled? Many of them get mind controlled. There's some people that just are easy to mind control. I mean, you ever see people in hypnosis? There's certain people that are hypnotized right away. Boom, boom, boom. They're instantly hypnosis. Not me. For some reason, I never could be. You know what I mean? It's like, I don't know why. But then there's other people, boom, they're instantly mind controlled. Instantly. So there are just, I don't understand it, but there are some that are more susceptible to certain realms of, you know, ELF or whatever they're using. Whatever type of mind control they've embedded. I don't know exactly how that's working, and I'm not 100% on it, but that's the way I feel this is. Because I told you earlier, a lot of those memories just seem kind of odd to me. So the altering of the reality on one end through CERN, and then the false memories on the other side of the mind control to actually believe it's always been that way. It's always been that way. It's always been that way. And then you have that going on, and then you have those, well, wait a minute. No, it's not always been that way, okay? Because what I'm remembering is a much better thing, you see? How could that be? Oh, and then you have the parallel universe narrative popping up and these conventions.
Then you got my side, which is, I don't care. I don't care about this stuff. It doesn't mean anything to me, right? Didn't I have to go through that for like 4 weeks? I barely cared about any of this stuff. Now I'm like, okay, I better pay attention, right? Because you would beat me on the head with a spiritual frying pan, Rich, right?
How do we hang up on him? There's got to be a way. I have him on the same line as you. There's no way to get rid of him.
That's the whole thing is, you, even when you do convince people, I mean, you don't know how many people in the last 6 months I've went to and said, hey, can you quote the Lord's Prayer? And they quote it the way we all remember it. And then,
yeah, but they flip.
Yeah, and then you show it, and then you show it to them in the Bible, and they're like, "Oh no, I was just mistaken."
Exactly.
Before. This is what it says.
That's what I'm trying to say. It's like an instant mind control takes them over. I've seen it happen to many people. Now, it's almost like the radio wave playing out of mind control. Listen, this is crazy stuff, folks, what I'm talking about. But this could very well be going on. This is a great deception coming. And it's all being played out through demonic powers working together with a bunch of idiots, okay, over at CERN, who've tapped in to a realm of quantum altering of reality in this realm. They figured out the God particle.
Rick, when we talked about the Twin Towers, we were crazy. When we talked about the Pope, we were crazy. Every time we've talked about something that hasn't happened before that nobody else is talking about, we're the crazy ones. But then when it comes to pass, you know, everybody in the world wants to jump on the bandwagon. Oh, yeah, we were talking about this 2 years ago. Well, were they? No.
No. Well, you know, Twin Towers, yeah, that was predicted on February 19th, 2001. I predicted that.
Absolutely.
On the internet, okay? Now, that was a prophetic insight, though. This is an assumption. I'm analyzing what I'm seeing going on. I have not received prophetic insight on that. Maria has. She has seen two dreams of portal with CERN opening up with all types of spiders and weird things coming out of this portal.
I read the dream.
Yeah, so... You know, she's got confirmation on the CERN. So, then logo 666. All right, bottom of the hour. So, I'm going to get Anthony Patch on. Now, here's the deal. He's an expert in quantum physics. He's been studying this for years. Okay, so we finally get someone on the broadcast that knows what's going on. Okay? So, Zoe, you try not to act like a scientist, okay?
All right, bro.
You're not, okay? All right, hold on. I actually told him you'd think you're a scientist.
Patch him in.
Anthony Patch patching in. We're live with WWCR tonight. Shouts out to everybody. Praise God.
Hello, Richard.
Hey, Anthony. This is Anthony Patch. We got Redbeard on and JW, who's Zoe. The guy who thinks he's a scientist. Yeah. So, yeah, Zoe, say hi to Anthony.
Hey, Anthony.
And
I'm a big fan.
Yeah, he listens to all your videos, day and night, and falls asleep and then wakes up listening to them.
That is true.
You should just get an Anthony Patch t-shirt. He'll wear it. You know what I'm
saying? I'm going to get an Anthony Patch book. He's got a new book coming out soon.
Listen, he's going to be hanging out with our friend Russ Dizdar. When is that, Anthony?
September 30th. To October 2nd in Nashville, Tennessee. It'll be here, the Watchman Conference, and we're all going to be together.
Wow, Nashville.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's, we've got a lot of friends out there. We got,
well, look, you guys send me an email after the 15th of this month, next week, because that's when my new book, Revising Reality, is coming out, and I'll make sure each one of you guys get an autographed copy.
Excellent.
All right. Awesome.
I would like to be the first on that list.
Wow.
And but I will tell you, Anthony, AnthonyPatch.com is his website.
Yeah.
You go there, check out all his materials, an expert in quantum physics. He's been studying what we've been talking about. We actually have someone educated in this on the air first time, probably. No, we had Scott last week. Scott, actually, people thought Scott was Anthony, remember? But I guess Scott's been listening to Anthony so much, he's, you know. But... yeah, so Anthony, you know, if you could just lay down, it's the first time you're on. So we've been talking a lot about CERN, as you know, and nobody knows what's going on there more than you. If you can, in a nutshell, explain a little bit of what they're doing there.
Well, their advertised information is that they're trying to recreate the Big Bang. They're trying to find the singularity at the point at which the universe began, and they believe that by...
Yeah, looks like we lost Anthony. You there?
I'm here.
Okay, I thought we lost you.
Yeah, no problem. We okay?
Yeah, you're good.
Okay, so they're colliding particles, protons, ions of lead, things like that, at near the speed of light, in the hopes that as they continue to break these particles down to smaller components, they will realize the original component. Now, people have heard about the God particle, the Large Hadron Collider discovering the Higgs boson. Well, there's only a 90% probability that they were accurate in finding that. But the point is they believe they can find the singularity. Now, that's for public consumption. The nefarious side, the occult action that's taking place there, is that they are trying to open, again, by their own admission, by their own director's admission a couple of years ago, that they want to open an interdimensional portal or gateway And so we can kind of discuss a little bit about the mechanics of that, but there's a huge spiritual side to this. So I'll keep things short and blunt.
Yeah, they have, I guess, joking around with the Wall Street Journal, said that they would want to open up the gates of hell or portal or bottomless pit, they said, to the Wall Street Journal. So I don't
know. Yeah, and this thing is located at the ancient Roman and Greek site of a temple built in the worship of Apollo, Apollyon, Abaddon, depending on the language, but it's basically the god of destruction. They also have, as you guys already know, the statue of the Hindu god Shiva is erected right there at the headquarters. And so, you know, it's located where the theorized gateway to the abyss from Revelation 9:1 is located. The machine is essentially acting as the key, and we can define that a little further. And they believe they have the technology to open that abyss, and they are utilizing the god of destruction as one of their mystical symbols. And symbols, as you know, carry a great deal of power. But it pretty much advertises to the world and to those that are clued into their occult agenda what science is really at play, and it's a mystical science handed down through the eons.
Now, Anthony, they did a mock satanic sacrifice. I know you're aware of this.
Yeah.
But is that, you know, someone said that that could be like a plain sight thing, you know, why were they doing a mock satanic sacrifice in front of that goddess of destruction, you know?
Yeah, first of all, that's completely ridiculous and nonsensical. There's no validity to this supposed ritual. If they are going to carry out a ritual, which they do all the time, they do that underground. The machine is located 300 feet underground.
So that was just a ridiculous event to bring them news? I never could figure it out.
Well, it's part of a psyops, and that's another large topic that I discuss quite often. And there are a lot of psychological operations that are going on. That is one example. Basically, what it's doing is to see who's going to notice it and who's going to continue to make the event go viral, who's tracking it, who's participating in the conversation. All of this is for the purpose of developing behavioral algorithms to be able to model and then predict human behavior, human reactions. This fits into a bigger agenda, which we don't have time for tonight unless you want to, but it's called a sentient world simulation.
Wow.
This is an artificially intelligent computer system. It is sentient and self-aware, and it has created a mirror image of the entire planet. Every single person living on the planet is represented by a node in this computer system, and this is a real-time tracking of everyone on the planet. This is the Mark of the Beast system.
I heard some about that computer. Is that the one with the heartbeat and whatnot?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's D-Wave's adiabatic quantum computer that I've spoken about for many, many years. But essentially, that is an interdimensional computer. That's the thing to underscore, is it already operates. There are several models. One of the models of 512 operates in terms of parallel dimensions. It accesses 2^500 power of parallel dimensions. Their latest model, which is not for public consumption, but I've come up with, is their 4096.
Wow.
It is accessing 2^4,000th power of parallel dimensions. And this is directly networked and linked and connected to CERN, to the Large Hadron Collider, and will be responsible for controlling the opening and the maintenance of that opening of that portal.
Wow. Now, JW, you were listening to Anthony on another broadcast about some form of key, right?
Yeah, he had mentioned a code or an encryption code that this computer can eventually unlock. And I don't remember if you said it was unlocked or it was going to be unlocked, this pit or this cycle of demonic power that would be released on the Earth. Could you explain, Anthony, on that?
Yes. First of all, underscore my background as with yours. I'm Christian. I'm a Christian, been Christian since I was 16. The Holy Spirit, Amen. You know, blesses me with, you know, the perception I'm not a prophet, but he gives me the insights into what's going on. And it wasn't long ago that he brought this number to my attention, 4096. And that is built upon the shoulders of Peter Shor's algorithm 2048. Now, 2048 is a algorithm that is used for writing cryptological codes, and it requires a quantum computer to determine the prime numbers within that algorithm. I won't get too deep with this, but the point is all coded communications on this planet are now able to be read by D-Wave's computers because they broke this algorithm. They can also write their own coded communication that no one else can break.
Hmm.
And now 4096 is the next evolution beyond the 2048 algorithm, which also represents a number of qubits. It's like transistors, but it's the number of qubits in this quantum computer is represented by the model number. 2048 has not been released for public consumption, so to speak, yet. And certainly the 4096, the latest one, has not. But both of these exist. 4096 represents what I believe is the algorithm of prime numbers that once God, this is God's plan, in his timing, he will allow them to crack the code of 4096 with this adiabatic quantum computer. There are a number of things I'm going to add to right quickly, but I want you guys to be able to jump in. But 4096 has some other ramifications.
Okay.
Are you there?
Yeah.
No, so if you had a question or a comment, I just want to give you time.
Yeah, what are those other ramifications?
Okay. I like to be short with my answers because it's the right thing to do.
You don't want to hear us talk because we're pretty clueless about what's going on here. Zoe thinks he's a scientist, but
he'll be more of a scientist once I get him.
He studied gamma rays years ago and failed with that, but
he's not the Hulk. So here's the deal: 4096. If you translate that in Hebraic, if you translate using the Bible, 4096, it actually translates to Shiva, the statue at CERN.
No way.
Now, this is the first time I'm giving this information out. Everybody looks at Shiva and goes, oh, it's the god of destruction, and that's about as far as they go. Well, 4096 actually defines Shiva, and in conjunction with Shiva, this is new information, the Hindu god Ganesh, and if you'll go look that up very quickly, you'll find that Ganesh is a Hindu god that looks like an elephant. It's an elephant's head.
Wow.
And this has to do with worshipers who believe that this is the god, the patron god of letters and learning. And he's the legendary scribe.
Now, there,
who,
I do
go ahead.
About that. Now, you're talking about the gematria of their names, right?
Equating, yes, the gematria of the name.
Wow.
Yeah.
The gematria of the names equating to Shiva and Ganesh. Most people don't even know who Ganesh is. I mean, Shiva's kind of...
Sounds like an Italian pastry to me. I don't know why. I was sort of thinking...
Gematria, and most of these people are Kabbalistic in their thinking. And yeah. And when you start looking at biblical code and gematria and Kabbalistic thinking, then you start to understand why these people are trying to do what they're doing.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because they think that this whole thing's going to end up in a war between God and Satan. And they're
going
to...
Wow. Zoe, I can't believe Redbeard's outdoing you here. I didn't even know about
Listen.
This. Yeah.
Ganesh has like an elephant nose, if you know the picture of it. I don't know what that
means.
Yeah,
I know what that is, but this whole, like Anthony was explaining, the numbers lead to Shiva. So this whole Shiva statue is much more than we think, Anthony, right?
It definitely is. I mean, it represents, it's a duality. It's a male-female. It also not only is the god of destruction, but laying waste of the universe with a clean sheet of paper, if you will, and then the rebirth, the rebuilding. See, God created Satan, Lucifer, for the purpose of judgment. It's
wow.
He's a tool.
Yeah.
But in that, he's a tool of judgment, as we understand, especially from the book of Revelation. But here's the thing. when we talk about the hubris, as I like to say, Satan's full of himself. I should be more specific and say Lucifer is full of himself. It's his hubris in that he, and this is reflected in Scripture, he actually believes that he can ascend to heaven, ascend to the throne, to be higher than God. He believes he can kill God.
Wow.
He believes he can kill God's angels. And so when you speak of the war, yes, absolutely. He believes that he can engage in not only a war, but he can terraform the planet, that he can destroy the planet, start over, and create a new planet in his own imagination and a new race of beings as well. So we've only got a half an hour, but these are the highlights.
Wow. So he's completely in a high-level delusion.
Absolutely, and he's the father of lies. So he's deluding the majority of the people on the planet at the same time.
He actually believes some of his own lies, though.
Sure.
I find it interesting that you looked at the gematria of Shiva. I mean, gematria is kind of my thing. I do gematria on everything. I mean, if you in the Hebrew it says Shema Israel Eloheinu Echad. That word Echad is the gematria of it is 13. When America was founded, we had 13 colonies. I mean, there's so much to gematria, and I never thought mm-hmm. to apply gematria to Shiva. So, I'm going to definitely take a look at that.
Take a look at that.
Yeah, and look at Ganesh, and look at 4096. Shiva actually works out to 7, and 7 relates to the 7 planets plus 1, the 8th planet being Saturn. Now, I'm bringing up Saturn because you guys have heard me talk about Saturn and the connections with CERN. Well, I was one of your friends, Doug Hagman, Doug and Joe Hagman.
Yeah.
Was on a show a couple of weeks ago, and Doug stopped me because I had sort of revisited with him this whole idea that CERN is going to connect electrically with Saturn with the black cube. And Doug said, okay, I'm going to tell you something that I've never said on the air before, but a person in the intelligence community that I've known for many, many years stopped Doug when he was talking to him about my conversation about the black cube within Saturn. And he says, Doug, you don't know what you're talking about. And Doug said, yeah, I don't know what I'm talking about. He says, no, you don't understand. Everyone in the intelligence community knows about the black cube in Saturn and that the scientific community worships Saturn.
Wow. Man. This is
This ties, if you take Shiva, Ganesh, 4096, all of this ties to the reconnecting of Saturn. Literally, if you look this up, it's the goal of reconnecting to Saturn. And this is part of their mythological story of the golden age of Kronos, Kronos being Saturn.
Yeah.
So there's a lot in there, and it goes into the Viril Society. It goes back into Madame Blavatsky. It goes into the Theophilus Society she created. It goes to Wernher von Braun and his overt statement about we're getting technology and information from the other side. I mean, this whole thing ties together, but my big thing that I package it under is Tesla. CERN is Tesla's research and tools and inventions all wrapped up.
Wow.
I 100% agree with that. Tesla, when they stole all of Tesla's stuff, murdered him and took all of this stuff, of course they have built that stuff, expanded upon it, realized that they could use it for their own evil demise. I think, and I have some reference, but I mean, the show's about you tonight, but I think back in the 30s we made contact with spiritual realm, and from since then till now, we have technologically advanced to the place we are, so they can do these things.
That's correct, and the question often comes to me, will they be successful at CERN in opening this interdimensional gateway? Will they be able to turn the key to open the abyss?
Yeah, good question.
Well, I take it from Revelation 9, and look at the scripture, and it says absolutely they will be successful because it's God's plan.
Wow.
Because it's the pattern of judgment.
Well, And that's the way the Father always works. He told Moses, Moses, I'm giving you the land. Tell the children of Israel to go take it. You know, he said that he had already won the battle. They just had to go fight it. So the same is true with opening the bottomless pit, fulfilling all the judgment that's coming upon the world. He's going to use man to accomplish his will. He always has.
Yes, indeed.
That's what
I got a question about that.
Sure.
Isn't there a giant rock that's supposed to open this pit? I mean, that's what I thought what I read. What does this rock have to do with the pit versus the code, this quantum computer?
Talking about, is that what you're referring to?
Yeah.
Your wormwood?
Yeah.
Well, let's let Anthony, okay, expound on this. Okay.
Well, yeah, I don't know about the rock playing into the scenario. What I focus on is the scientific
He's
research.
He's talking about a rock, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, an asteroid.
Oh,
it's supposed to be an impact that opens up this pit, right?
Well, not from what I have seen. The machine is responsible for that.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you
but
right
that's,
now. Yeah.
You know, that's conjecture.
Yeah, that could be
okay.
That could be a metaphoric. You know, revelation is very metaphoric in many, many realms. Okay, as we're finding out.
Well,
because who saw this one coming? Who saw this one coming? With a 17-mile magnetic circle smashing and opening up portals. Who saw that one coming?
Well, they're smashing rocks.
Yeah, there you go. There you go, JW. They're smashing rocks.
Listen, that would have been a big email, people asking that question. So
no,
I figured we should touch on it.
It wouldn't.
Wormwood.
Wormwood is absinthe. It's a drink. All right, so let me touch on this for a minute here. Anthony, there's like a satanic, demonic cult underlying this whole thing.
Totally.
It's a cultic, demonic empire. I mean, this is like Dr. Evil.
And they even advertise it. They put out a video last year, CERN did, called Symmetry, completely ritualistic, filmed on top of one of the detectors of the machine underground.
Yeah.
They had the Gothard Tunnel ceremony ritual, in which they were celebrating in physics, it's called quantum tunneling. It is the communication to the other side is quantum tunneling. That's what the tunnel represents, the Gothard Tunnel. But outside the tunnel, they held the ceremony with a projection screen where they actually showed images representing the opening of this interdimensional portal and demonic entities entering our realm. So this is purely by their own admission now.
Yeah.
They're not hiding their agenda anymore. They are purely evil.
They're breaking the circle in a lot of ways. I know they constantly have that thing with the circle they show, with that being in there, and the circle represents this a being bound, right? In a lot of ways. So they're really just bringing about a lot of the end time things, is what's going on.
Yes, they are. I'd like to balance the discussion by saying that this is not fear-mongering, and we should not be afraid of this.
Yeah.
As Christians, as having been indwelt with the Holy Spirit, we understand that our soul is protected.
Amen.
So this is not a time for people to be fearful. The reason that I talk about all of this is so that I can present to people factual scientific evidence and information to show not only the technology and make it understandable, but also to show the spiritual side, because you cannot separate the physical from the spiritual.
Amen.
And therefore, this is evidence that people can use for witnessing. If you are a Christian and you are concerned about salvation of a loved one, this is the kind of information that might, to certain people, they may respond to, they may be interested in, and they'll listen, they'll look at it, and they'll be able to hear what I'm saying and you guys are saying about what's going on in the world of science in general, but specifically with CERN, and understand its relevance to not only prophecy, but to their own individual salvation.
Yeah, that's true, very, very much so. And like you said, Anthony, that's got to be the emphasis, is winning souls. Amen to that. That's got to be the first and foremost thing that we're meditating on. Amen.
Yeah. So it's good to show people, you know, what is really going on, what the game is that's afoot. but to underscore that don't run around like the sky's falling. Yeah. Don't run around with pitchforks and torches thinking you're going to stop this. This is God's plan.
Yeah.
So it's just to get people to stop and understand there's a lot more going on in this realm of ours, in this reality of ours, than people are aware of.
Yeah, well, I guess the ultimate question, Anthony, would be, you know, if you had to say, you know, when a time frame of when this can really come into fruition, I mean, this unleashing sure. the bottomless pit, I mean, it's just going to get a thousand yeah. times worse.
Well, without sounding like a prophet, and I will never hold myself out to be a prophet, I don't see that we will be able to contain this situation we have right now. Let me put it this way. I think the portal will open no later than December of next year, of 2017.
Wow.
I believe that within that time frame, Revelation 9 will come to pass.
Sheesh. So we're close. Who's definitely breathing heavy over there? Zoe, is that you?
No, I was just thinking out loud, man. Sorry. I was thinking about getting myself a tin hat here since it's coming.
Well, Anthony just said, you know, that by next year we could seal it.
Listen, the Lord promised a seal upon his believers, upon our minds, that we would be sealed and we wouldn't come under this deception, the elect, right? If it were possible, right? So we right. have... If we stay under the word of God and in the truth of the Holy Spirit and God guided into all truth, then we are sealed from this, right? That's our spiritual helmet, right?
That is correct. We Amen. Are protected by the full armor of God. In fact, Amen. With the Holy Spirit indwelling us, our DNA is actually shielded as well, and we could do a whole nother show on that. But the point is here, I'm not trying to put dates to anything, but we do have some significant events coming up with the Feast of Trumpets on the 23rd of September next year, not this year. But within this context of what we're talking about, the physics that backs this up, very few people even discuss this. There are two colliders. There's the ring-based, and now there's a new one called AWAKE, which is a straight-line linear accelerator. It's 1,000 times more powerful than the Large Hadron Collider itself.
Oh, my God.
The two machines are being combined. They're operating at what's called 13 tera electron volts, trillions of volts right now when they collide particles. They're going to go into the quadrillions.
Wow.
They're making a quantum leap to 20 peta electron volts. The machine determines the time frame. Its capabilities when the two colliders are merged, which they are doing right now, and the two machines are undergoing testing, and they will be firing up at low levels during the last 3 months of this year. They'll be colliding particles with both machines, but it's next year that they go to full power.
Wow.
Did you realize that we had a Hadron Collider here in the United States since 1970?
Are you talking about the relativistic heavy ion collider at Brookhaven?
Collider here in the United States since the 70s, and they kind of abandoned that when CERN decided that they were going to fire up, and kind of the world elite started pouring their money into CERN and abandoned the...
Well, wait a minute.
Talking about,
Anthony, where did you say that was?
Well, I think what he's referring to is the super collider that never was built in Texas, underground in Texas.
Yeah, but you said another name a minute ago.
Yeah, it's at Brookhaven Laboratory.
That's right, by me.
In the woods. Right. It's called the Relativistic Heavy Ion Collider, the RHIC.
Oh, my God. Brookhaven's right over here at William Floyd Parkway.
We have lots of particle accelerators all around the planet.
Oh, my God. When I heard Brookhaven, I'm like, wait a minute. That's right here.
I'm going to send you a tin hat, Richie.
You see, you're in a perpetual Machabite spirit, and I don't even think you can get free from it. You know, we're talking about the end of the world. Okay, and now I got a collider down the street. You know?
Yeah, it does, along with other labs, it does what I call proof of concept work that is then sent to CERN. And CERN is the largest, most expensive, most powerful, most complex in recorded human modern history, the largest machine that has ever been created. And virtually every country, doesn't matter their political, their theological, their economic stance, there are people there that are working side by side who, on the surface, their governments are at war with each other.
Man, jeez.
So it begs the question, why?
Here goes Redbeard. We're at the top of the hour when he's trying to go into some long-winded thing. Go ahead, Redbeard.
I said all of that world turmoil is for our benefit, to keep the populace from really looking into these things that are going on.
That's okay. Right.
Amen. Well,
yep, the left hand of the magician, so you don't see what the right hand at CERN is doing. The biggest issue on the planet is CERN.
Oh, yeah.
The biggest.
Now, we're at the top of the hour. AnthonyPatch.com. Now, Anthony, you got a new book coming out in about a week, right?
Yeah, actually on Wednesday the 15th. It's a collaboration with three other authors. We do some amazing detailed work, not only on CERN, but a whole lot of things about our reality from the standpoint of science and what's been hidden from us. It's called Revising Reality.
And we could get that at AnthonyPatch.com.
There's a link there for it. Absolutely.
Well, I'm hoping I get mine free.
You will.
Thanks. Zoe, right, Zoe's paying for his.
Well, ZoeMorrill@gmail.com, Anthony.
Send it to me. Send it to me, and I'll send it back.
Anthony Patch, thank you for joining us, sir.
All right. God bless you.
Good
guys.
Night. Good night.
Good night.
All right, Redbeard and Zoe, farewell. The Lord loves you.
Farewell.
We love you. Peace be unto you. Be back next week by the grace of God. Amen.
Amen.
Good night.